This is Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. I am Nicole Walton, and in the studio I have the campaign co-chairs for the United Way of Marquette County, Natasha Lance and Glenn Sarka. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And, you know, the United Way, it is the season of giving, and the United Way is always looking for donations. Most of us have heard of the United Way, but we don't really know what it does. Can one of you sort of explain that?
Sure. United Way fundraises on behalf of local nonprofits so that they don't have to spend all of their time fundraising. They can spend their time delivering the services that are critically needed in our community.
What sorts of services are those?
Sure. United Way supports agencies, 29 of them to be exact, in our community that provide services to the elderly, people with disabilities, to youth, and everyone in between. So it's basically providing services to those who need it most within our community.
And it's all across the county. It's important to note that it's not just the east end of the county. We have member organizations in the west and south part of the county and reach a lot of people in Marquette County.
So it really does affect a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the goal for this year?
$400,000. Okay. And I think we're well on our way to meeting that goal.
Oh, that's good. So who can give?
One of the primary ways that people give is through payroll deduction at their workplace. And we're trying to encourage people that if they don't have payroll deduction at their workplace to talk to their HR department and see if they could set that up. And that's the easiest way to give because sometimes it's a dollar a paycheck, but those dollars really add up and could really contribute towards the programs that Natasha talked about.
On Amazon, when I have perused various purchases, I've seen Amazon Smile. Mm-hmm. And that's another way to give. Can one of you describe what that is and how it can help?
Absolutely. So, of course, Glenn and I both, and United Way as well, would love you to shop local this holiday season as much as you possibly can. But if you're not able to find items locally, then certainly going on Amazon to purchase them is great. But go through Amazon Smile. If you just type in Google Amazon Smile, then you can go through Amazon Smile to make your purchase. You can still use your Prime membership. It works the same way. But you can choose United Way of Marquette County as your designated place that the donation is going to go, and it doesn't come out of your pocket, and Amazon will donate that money.
I actually did that with an electric snowblower recently.
Well, so thank you very much.
It was very easy, and I didn't have to do anything besides get that snowblower.
So you're prepared for the light wintry mix.
So the light wintry mix has nothing on me. Now, you two are co-chairs of this campaign. What is your function within this?
Well, Natasha, this is her second year as a co-chair.
It is.
My first year as a co-chair, and one of the things that we do is go out to the donor agencies, people that are organizations that have payroll deduction, and talk to folks about raising money for United Way. We got to meet with a group from We Energies this last week, and they donated quite a bit of money, and the way they did it is they had a popcorn sale. They went around the plant and they sold popcorn over a series of weeks and brought that in and donated that to United Way. And that's a nice part of the job, is seeing the donations come in and know that they're going to a good cause.
And really, we're the spokespeople. We're volunteer spokespeople on behalf of United Way to help get the word out, to answer questions, and really drive the message of what United Way is all about, make it accessible to people.
Why should people give to the United Way of Marquette County?
One of the big reasons is it's going to stay local. The money you give here stays here and goes to those member agencies. And I think if people gave it a little bit of thought, they'd realize that there are a lot of people in their lives that benefit from those organizations, whether it be Bay Cliff or Cancer Cares or one of the Pathways programs. They probably are benefiting from those programs or know somebody who is. So you give local and it stays local, and mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing.
You know, live united is the motto. How do you think that serves the communities in what are sometimes divisive times?
I think it's an excellent way for people to come together and say, you know what, we really do care about our friends and neighbors, and by giving to United Way, our money is going to help those people around us that need it most.
Yeah, and we've got a lot to be proud of in Marquette County. And I can't remember who said it, but, you know, the measure of a civilization or the measure of a community is how we take care of those who are least are in the most need in our community. And that's something to be proud of. To raise $400,000 in a rural community in northern Michigan is something we should all get behind and really be proud of.
And is there an end date to this campaign? Or
so really, I mean, you can give to United Way ongoing because every year we have a campaign and it will be used to the best of our ability. Mm-hmm. But usually that cutoff is, you know, around March each year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And once again, you can give through Amazon Smile. What are the other ways that you can give, or if you need more information?
If you need more information, we have a website, which is www.uwfor.unitedwaymqt.org. We're on Facebook. If you want to call the office and get more information, especially about setting up something at your workplace, it's 226-8171. And, of course, that's a 906 area code.
And Barb Meyer and Sue Minkler are good friends of public radio. They do an excellent job.
Yep.
And they come here and volunteer for our phones. So, you know what? It's a good idea. Give them a call. Thank you very much to Natasha and Glenn, co-chairs of the United Way of Marquette County campaign. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. This is members-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM, Marquette.